August is For the Arts at Paradise Center for the Arts in historic downtown Faribault. This is the last weekend for the deviously delicious sci-fi musical Little Shop of Horrors, now through Sunday, August 5th. On Saturday, August 11th, the Paradise celebrates the 10th anniversary of Southern Minnesota's best music festival. This year's Blue Collar Barbecue Arts and Music Fest includes music for everyone. Headliners are G.P. Layton at 6:30 and Hitchville at 9 o'clock. The Lakelanders Barbershop Chorus kicks off at 11 o'clock in the morning, followed by the Cannon River Currents, Matt Arthur and the Bratlanders, Fred the Bear, Moses Oakland Quartet, and the most interesting band in the world. The festival is free with a suggested $5 donation. For more info, go to ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org. Art Zany, radio for the imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, radio for the imagination.
Good morning, this is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned in to Art Zany, radio for the imagination. Thank you for tuning into the show. We celebrate here creating and stories and always have something fun cooking for you, so I'm excited to be able to share with you today. We're going to open up with a song, and I'm thinking about the summer. I was at a little ice cream social about a week ago, and we were talking about how, this is about the middle of summer. And we were all kind of surprised as we thought about that. And then all of a sudden this week, it feels like we're racing and it's zooming by. And I guess that's just all the notices about what's happening at school and fall events start coming, and September's a busy time. It's just a race. So it's really interesting how that time moves and goes fast and slow. And I say that You got to hang on to summer as long as you can. One of the ways you can do that, this upcoming next weekend, we're going to give you a little preview of what's happening at the Paradise Center for the Arts Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Festival. So to top off the show, we're going to start off with a little bit of Hitchville. And I thought this was a great song to play. It's Even When It's Bad, It's Good. And that is from the soundtrack to Life. I thought this was a great way to start off. So let's take a listen on Arts Any Rainy Radio to Hitchville.
Everybody knows you're crazy. Everybody knows I'm free. Everybody says we're just like fireworks sitting on a can of gasoline.
Every other day we blow up. Every other day we fight. Never have I ever thought I would never ever call, never ever call you mine.
Even when it's bad, it's good. It's almost like it's understood. Even when it's wrong, it's right. It's never really black or white. Cause even if it's all messed up,
I love the way you make me scream. Anytime I'm mad, you always find a way to turn it back around and get to me.
It doesn't matter, we're not perfect. It doesn't really matter what they say. Just let the people talk, cause we know what we got. Never have I ever felt this way. Even when it's bad, it's good. It's almost like it's understood. Even when it's wrong, it's right. Never really black or white. Cause even if it's all messed up, baby, we just call it love.
what's right. It's never really black or white.
Was Hitchville. Thank you so much. That was a great song. Even when it's bad, it's good. And that was from their soundtrack, Soundtrack to Life. And so we are talking about the Paradise Center for the Arts. I always forget the first word of this great festival. Blue Collar, because I always want to say blues, but it's Blue Collar. Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Festival, which is happening next weekend. And in studio with me is Kristen Twitchell, the Executive Director of the Paradise Center for the Arts. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's fun to get to come on the radio and talk about music and arts. So
right.
I'm happy to be here.
I hope that song set everybody up. It is a great festival. It happens on just one day, Saturday, August 11th. Easy to remember, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on the 11th, right?
Yes.
Should be your lucky numbers. If and it's no cover charge, is that right?
That's correct.
So no tickets in advance?
No tickets in advance. It's just, it is a fundraiser for the Paradise Center for the Arts. So we generally ask folks if they would, you know, as they're coming in, give a $5 donation. You'd pay three times that to see either G.B. Layton or Hitchville. And so we really invite folks to come out and enjoy a great day and help support the arts.
And that, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's amazing that Hitchville's coming. They are going to be on the stage at 9 o'clock. So
yes,
they're their closing act. So we're going to start backwards and maybe work our way through the festival. So we want to make sure you get that on your calendar. I think it's pretty exciting. And this is the 10th year?
Yes, this is the 10th anniversary of this event. And so I was thinking, as I've kind of been trying to describe the festival, everything is more this year. We have more bands, we have more food trucks, we've revamped the barbecue contest, we have more family activities, so really a lot happening in those 12 hours next Saturday.
And that's something I was thinking, you were last here and in June talking about some events at the Paradise, and it seemed like an eternity, right? Till August.
When you said I was actually just here in June, I'm like, no, it couldn't have been just June. 6 weeks ago, that's not possible. Yeah, we actually, right now, this weekend, are running the fabulous sci-fi musical Little Shop of Horrors.
So, and that's at the theater, and you can get that information, Paradise Center for the Arts.
Yep, at our website, paradisecenterforthearts.org, and just a really phenomenal cast. I know we're always competing with other great music. We know Eric Parrish well, and his show here in town is wonderful, too. But if you've already seen that and you're looking for some other theater or looking to make a weekend of musicals
or a family show,
yeah,
the Little Shop of Horrors is great. Next to Normal, this is also their last weekend. Two different styles of music, but you could go to both this
exactly.
weekend.
Exactly, making a music weekend, musical weekend.
Yes,
and that's a really, it's just a very fun cast, and we have a giant Audrey. So for people who know Little Shop of Horrors, and it's my understanding it was one of the longest running off Broadway shows.
I think so. Yeah, it's a classic, and it is if you've seen it, or it's still a super fun show to enjoy and a great thing to do in the summer. And I think that having an outdoor music festival is also probably one of the best ways to enjoy. And this goes on rain or shine, or
absolutely, but we it's always shine.
That's right.
It's always shining the second Saturday in August.
You've got a hold on that.
Yes.
And so now, is this your third festival?
Yes, this will be my third. Well, my third festival, I actually started in July, so.
Oh my gosh,
The first year was a little crazy, but it's, you know, we keep building on it. And as I mentioned this year, we've moved from 6 bands to 8 bands, so there's actually more music. And one of the things that makes our festival unique is we have a variety of music. A lot of times music festivals focus on one genre of music, and our day starts with the Lakelanders Barbershop Chorus, so you've got those oldies but goodies coming from that group, you know, and then we've got good old-fashioned rock and roll, we've got alternative rock, we've got folk, we've got bluegrass, Moses Oakland has been with us every year but one, so this will 9 out of the 10 years, and he's a blues staple out of the Twin Cities, so you weren't completely wrong. A lot of people think it's a blues festival, but it's not. We try and hit what everybody likes, something for everyone.
And all day long, as you mentioned. And there is a website, pcabbq.net, if you want to take a look at the lineup and look at the times, plan your day so you're there at a certain time. Pcabbq.net for the Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Festival in downtown Faribault. Should be easy to find for folks, right? Down Main Street, yes?
Yes, we actually closed down several blocks downtown. So the main stage is kind of right in the center of downtown, and then all the other activities are happening along Central.
And what recommendations do you have for parking?
So there are actually several public parking lots close. There's one behind the police station. There's actually one directly behind the Paradise. There's one across the street next to the F-Town Brewery, and then there's a big one just a few blocks away over by the American Legion, between the American Legion and the Depot. So lots of places for people to park and just have to walk a couple blocks.
And is it something you want people to bring lawn chairs or
you are welcome to. You don't have to. There is some seating available. We always joke because the seating, what side of the stage people sit on depends on where the sun is.
they
gravitate.
Rotates.
They move with the sun. It's like our own little sundial.
That is fun, yes.
So we're trying to actually get some additional, we have kind of the bar, I don't know if you've seen the bar spindles that are just the big farm wooden spindles, and trying to actually this year hopefully get some umbrellas, because as long as the weather folks are correct, we're looking at a beautiful, hot, sunny day.
Perfect weather to sit back and enjoy. And now, it's not just the music. That's the main stage has, as you mentioned, from 11 until 11, there's music playing on with short breaks in between just to switch out the sets.
Yes.
And so there's going to be something going on at that main stage. But there's more. It's not just the music, which is one of the highlights. But as you mentioned, that it's a whole, you keep growing and it keeps getting bigger. So tell us about some of the highlights this year.
Yes. So last year, if folks went, we actually paused our barbecue contest because we knew we needed to revamp it. And so this year it's back. And what we've added in the past, it's always been you could smell it, but you couldn't eat it.
Oh.
So this year we have added a people's choice. And so for $5, you can get 3 ribs and then a vote. And then you get to go among the, I think there's either 6 or 7 of the folks who are doing the barbecue contest and get a rib and decide who your favorite is and actually vote for the taster's choice.
Oh, that does sound like a big improvement because, you know, there's nothing like smelling that, you know, the smoky barbecue and then, you know, not being able to partake is...
Yeah.
That'd be hard.
And we actually have a lot more food trucks, so you can buy your barbecue. We always have at least 2 barbecue food trucks there, but we have a whole other variety of food trucks as well. So there'll be, I think, around 8 food trucks. So everything from, you know, the traditional fare, cheese curds and ice cream to a lot of variety, including, of course, the barbecue.
Right. Oh, so you don't have to, you can camp out there the whole day, right?
Yes, definitely. And then we have a kind of a activities area that has inflatables. And this year we've actually added another stage. Now, we don't, you know, this is new for us, and so we're doing a little bit of family programming. We've got some high school students that are going to do some story time on that stage, and then some little vignettes from the 1855 television show that's also run by high schoolers on the kind of history of characters from Rice County and Faribault.
Oh, I didn't even know about this. So that sounds like an exciting...
And we are actually still looking for a couple of other acts. Unfortunately, we had a couple back out. So if you have a kind of a small, shorter act, whether it's a dance group or a folk group or storytelling, we would be happy to plug more folks in. So that's one we're looking to grow, but we wanted to go forward with what we had. We were supposed to have a group, a family that does fire twirling, but half of the family is involved in Little Shop of Horrors.
And too much to
too much to do. So that's the great thing about arts, but also sometimes the same people are involved in lots of different things.
And so if someone is listening and they say, hey, I've got, you know, a little couple songs I could sing, or our family does a little choral, you know, whatever
yes.
they might have, or they have a little skit or something, who would they contact?
They would reach out to me, and my email is director@ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org.
And so you can, and also, I suppose, are you also looking for some volunteers still?
Oh, definitely. Thank you for mentioning that. This event uses 90 volunteers throughout the day, and we're still short about 30.
Okay.
So, you know, one thing we invite people, if you know you're coming down, look at volunteering for either before when you're going to be there or after. It's, you know, the hard part is filling the later evening shifts is when we're always a little bit challenged.
Well, but then you would get to listen to Hitchville
yeah.
and hang out and enjoy the evening.
Exactly.
So that, again, you would contact the director?
Yeah, you can just contact me, not to confuse people. So director@ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org, or you can always call us at 507-332-7372.
That sounds like a great thing. And that's next weekend, I want to remind
yes.
people. This is the Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Festival, Saturday, the 11th of August, 11 to 11. And that's one thing I've learned doing this radio show, is that no matter what event you're putting on, or show or concert, It takes a lot that goes on behind the scenes that many people aren't always aware of. Just, you know, the tiny details of, you know, are we stocked up on supplies for the restroom? Do we have, you know, tickets actual to distribute? You know, do we have someone to greet people? You know, all of those details that go into putting together something, it's always astounding.
It is, and I'm very thankful. I have a great staff. So Julie Faulkner, who I think has been on your show, is a wonderful visual artist. She is our operations manager, so she coordinates the volunteers and some of the logistics, because we are still taking market vendors. So if you
tell
have
us
something
about
you sell, it's not strictly an arts vendor. We have market vendors, so you know, kind of different things people might have, make, or now we limit. We don't, you know, we don't want four different people selling Scentsy. So those kind of things we limit, so they're not competing against each other. But we have artists. We have other people that maybe have a specialty. I think we have a local person who does homemade soaps. So kind of a variety in the marketplace. And for any of the businesses out there, we are actually, it's not too late to sponsor. So Monday we start making the banners, and over 6,000 people come to this event. And it's a great way to get your name out, and they can email me again for sponsorship information. And it takes sponsors. A lot of people don't realize that for this kind of event. The only way the Paradise is going to make any money is if we have some sponsors to help underwrite the costs.
And I saw your list. It's already a giant list of
yes.
Fabulous community businesses and organizations, and you can get that as well as PCABBQ.net. Take a look who else is there. It's a you know, a real incredible way that everybody comes together to make this happen.
And if you're speaking of coming together, another, as we were talking about volunteers, we can also take groups of volunteers. So, for instance, we have a group of Boy Scouts that come and help us work our inflatables, the family area, and then they help tear it down. So if you have a business and want to come in your business T-shirts and have a group volunteer, we welcome that. We've had we have a local church that does security for us, and they've done it for all 10 years. So
it takes that whole
whole takes
team.
village.
And that's pretty incredible that folks, and you get to be a part of the atmosphere and be a part of the great things happening. You know, we've mentioned you know, the main stage, which starts off at, as you mentioned, 11 with Lakelanders Barbershop Chorus. And if you go to the website, they have a link to all of these bands, so you can kind of get a feel for the kind of music and things that they're doing. I know that the Cannon River Currents are next at 12:15. That's Helen Forsyth and Delia Kane, I think is her last name. They are, I tell you, I mean, my kids and I kind of have a joke, because I've always told them, don't name your dog Banjo.
So because we used to sing the song Bingo, and I turned that into Don't Name Your Dog Banjo. Banjo hadn't been one of my favorite instruments. I'll say that on the air right now. But when I heard Helen Forsyth play the banjo, she completely converted me. In fact, I've bought CDs. Steve Martin is an extraordinary player. I've been introduced to some bluegrass. I mean, she is something amazing, and I can't tell you how big a fan I am of her. She just has a talent that is, she can change my mind. She can change a lot of people's minds. And the Cannon River Currents are a great embodiment of great music, great songs, great talent. So that's someone you should come see.
Very good. Yeah, and it's funny that you say that. We lived in North Carolina for 5 years.
Oh.
I can't imagine people still are always like, where are you from? I'm from Minnesota. You don't sound like you're from Minnesota. But one of the things, the community we were in is actually where the Avett brothers are from.
Oh, yeah.
So that, you know, they're not as young now, but they were this young, unheard of, kind of not really bluegrass, but that crossover mix. And you know, people joke about when they used to just play at the local coffee shop, and you know, then they were touring all over. So who knows? Maybe Cannon River Current, we can launch some career. But I kind of felt the same way. And then I saw these young, very young men, and what they could do with, you know, a banjo, a mandolin, kind of more traditional bluegrass instruments. And then, of course, as brothers, they had phenomenal harmonies too.
Exactly. But. Yeah, I'm always in awe of people who are able to do that. And so that's another reason to go and see. Following that is at 1:30, the Matt Arthur and the Bratlanders, who are, you know, just legendary here. They do a lot of local stuff, and Matt Arthur, of course, has a big following. Bratlanders, when you add those twins in, it just really brings up some phenomenal sounds. And I don't know how to describe the music that they play.
Yeah, I was looking on their website, and just they pull from so many genres.
Yeah, exactly. And so it probably depends on what mood they're in and what they're thinking about. And there again, 1:30 to 2:30, just really great entertainment, great soul, great heart, and talented musicians that will surprise you, I think, too. Following up at 2:45, then, so we're cruising through the afternoon, Fred the Bear, which you taught me something that I didn't even know.
Yeah, so Ray Coudray, who lots of folks here in this area know because he's got his hands in so many musical pots.
He's a genius, yeah. Right?
So Ray is part of that group, and Ray actually helped me this year with the music lineup. So that's partly, you know, because he knows so many different groups, how we were able to line up this great variety of music. So just a shout out to Ray for that. But his group, Fred the Bear, will be playing, and I've had them a couple different times in different configurations on the Paradise stage, and just saw them not that long ago at Imminent. But they bring, you know, a really fun, I think they do kind of what they call alt country and a little, you know, folk rock. They have a real, again, fun mix. High energy sound.
I've got a tune from them.
Oh,
so I think we should go ahead and pop in something from Fred the Bear. This is I Used to Dream from Fred the Bear. I just thought this was a sweet song. It reminded me of, you know, laying back in the summer, looking up at the clouds, imagining what might be. So let's take a listen to I Used to Dream, Fred the Bear.
Two, three, four. Somebody can.
Fred the Bear, thank you so much. What an incredible song. That's from Just for a While. That's I Used to Dream, which I think is a pretty great tune. And I'm really excited that Fred the Bear is going to be at the Paradise for this. Well, it's not the Paradise. It's in the street in front for the Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Festival. And we were just visiting during that song that, you know, this whole event, it's an annual event. This is the 10th year. But this event supports the Paradise, which I think, you know, we want to make sure that people know that this is, you know, an event that one of the ways that you keep the Paradise and the arts alive in Faribault.
Yeah, and I think a lot of folks, just because it is downtown Faribault, and I was just kind of joking before, the mayor of Faribault, Kevin Voracek, who will be on Wayne's show on Wednesday,
this upcoming Wednesday,
he was a councilman and he was on the Paradise Center for the Board, for the Arts Board, and then now is the mayor. So I think a lot of folks automatically assume it's a City of Faribault event, and it's actually put on, and I joke, it's in my budget, so whether if it rains
right, yes,
come anyways and enjoy the music in the rain, because that's one of the commitments we make to the musicians when you do an outdoor event, that they get paid regardless, because they're, you know, this is their livelihood. So
right, and they put the calendar the date on their calendar, and they made the commitment, and
yes,
and you have, I mean, a huge lineup. Fred the Bear is at 2:45, and we haven't even turned the corner on what else is happening. I'm not as familiar with the next act, which is the Moses Oakland Quartet.
Yes, so Moses is a staple of the blues scene in the Twin Cities. He has, I think, had a regular gig at the Famous Dave's in Uptown for years, and so if you know blues music, you will know Moses Oakland. He's been around a long time and is just a I don't know what you call that when somebody's, other than the word staple, I had a word and it went out of my head, but he is really well known in the blues scene and brings his quartet down, and they are fan favorites. And I made the very mistake, we were talking about my very first summer, I was a little nervous, it was my first time doing it, and I announced them as bluegrass.
Oh, probably.
Oops, no. They are
real blues.
They're blues, and they are a spirited group, and he has this great grizzly beard and just a phenomenal stage presence. So they, as I said before, they've played 9 of the 10 years of the festival, and we're excited that he's back for the 10th anniversary of it. So that's the Moses Oakland Quartet.
That's exciting, and that's at 4 o'clock. And then the next one, now this one, again, 5:25, we jump to the most interesting band in the world.
Yes, that is actually their name, which is really funny because I was waiting for somebody to say, yeah, 5:25, we have the most interesting band in the world, and they're like, waiting for the name.
And what is that band? Yes.
So they actually are a group out of the Twin Cities, and they are going to probably bring at least a couple of the folks in that band either have in the past or currently serve in our Congress in Minnesota. So either the Senate or the what's the other one?
State House.
Representatives. So they're going to bring some folks down, and it's a group that's gigged together for a while. And again, they have a regular gig at a place out in Stillwater that they do. But there are kind of rockers. They do rock covers from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, everything from Tom Petty to the Foo Fighters.
So they're going
to
cover.
So good fun evening, dinner, dancing time, get us kind of gearing up for our headliners. So the most interesting band in the world. So we're bringing them down from the Twin Cities. And so in this day of kind of divided politics, it's nice because music can unite you.
I would absolutely agree with that. We should talk, because you mentioned dinner. This event is not just music. We've got a lot of food happening. You mentioned like 8 or 9 food trucks,
yep,
which is great because there'll be something for everybody.
Yes.
It's really fun, I think, when you can go someplace when you've got your kids and they can have, you know, the pizza, but you can go get some, you know, some real interesting surprise food that you wouldn't have expected. And get a sample of something that you don't have to worry about being in a restaurant, and you know, everybody can have what they want.
And if you want a break, the other thing nice about Faribault is there are lots of restaurants right downtown, so some people might choose that, but we've got the food trucks too. But if you want the barbecue, last year both, we have Uncle B's that has come back and Smoke and O's, and they generally sell out.
Ooh.
Early, because people come and I guess they smell the barbecue and they want barbecue, but there'll be lots of other food available for all palates and tastes, and we have a couple of restaurants that are doing it as well, so there's general little variety there too.
And we should talk about this barbecue contest, because it is kind of a unique twist on the barbecue competition.
Yes, a lot of folks don't realize this is a backyard barbecue contest, so these are not professional barbecuers. These aren't the people who are doing, I don't know, like the KC barbecue contest. I mean, they may on the side, but for the most part, these are local folks or a business. We have some service groups. We have a bank, you know, kind of competing against each other. So another, again, great way to get your business name out or get some food, or if you just like to run that smoker in your backyard, the entry fee is only $75, but the grand prize is $500.
So will that come from the people's choice, or
well,
is
actually,
there judges?
They're listed right here on our poster, Overload, who actually does all the kind of the crew and some of the staging for us. He sponsors the barbecue contest, so he covers this year's covering the entry fees. Not the entry fees, I'm sorry. Nope, got to pay to be in, but he's helping cover the prizes.
Oh, sure.
The prize money, because we never actually get enough in entry fees to cover the cost. So the prizes are, I think there's several cash prizes in a few different categories, and then the grand kind of overall prize.
And is there a judge then, a group
of
judges?
Yeah, there are several judges pulled from the community and people we know. So, yeah, if you're just someone who likes to barbecue or you want to get a barbecue team together, they extended the deadline to Monday.
So we still have time.
So you could ponder the weekend, and they're actually providing the ribs.
Oh, no, there's something, that's an incentive.
Yeah, so there's I believe, ribs and chicken. You do have to provide your own chicken, but we are providing the ribs, and because the taster's choice is with the ribs. So you can go to that barbecue, PCABarbecue.net website, and the forms are on there. But Monday is the final deadline, because obviously we have to get it all lined up and ready to go. But it's not too late if you like to barbecue and smoke something and make some ribs, you could jump in on that contest.
And then you could have a chance of winning that prize, or you know, being selected by the people's choice. So there's an opportunity to be rewarded for your backyard hobby.
Yeah, we actually had, you know, we were talking about the different community groups. So the Southeastern Minnesota Rugby Association sponsors a pull tab booth every year, and they give us a part of that winnings. But they've also just in the last few years started a raffle. And again, the raffle tickets are on sale both at Bauer Southside Liquor, who does our beer garden, and then at the Paradise. And those raffle tickets are just $5. And we have a beautiful grill smoker with all of the trimmings, I guess, the all the stuff you need to become a backyard barbecuer yourself. It's a $1,000 value, and there's the raffle tickets are only $5.
Ooh, so if you're a fan.
Yes, it's a great, great deal. And then there's a $100 second place cash prize. So another great way, and again, a portion of those proceeds go back to the Paradise.
Everything supports the Paradise and the arts. We should mention there's opportunities for arts and crafts as well during this event, so they keep everybody busy.
Yes, and so I'm glad you mentioned that, because last year we've been struggling with, you know, how do we help people connect this festival to the Paradise and, you know, the visual arts and everything else we do at the Paradise. So last year we added just a large kind of arts table with just all kinds of things you can do, and kids can come and adults can come and draw and color and paint and make and create. We had over 200 folks come to that last year, just that art table. We had to keep refilling it, and we had to add tables. It was so much fun. And last year, because it was the first year, we actually invited people to do it as an exhibit if they wanted to kind of to keep it, take the idea of the Blue Collar Barbecue Music and Arts Festival, whatever that might mean to you, and create something around that. And we have an exhibit right now in our gallery.
From those,
and then people had opportunities to create other things. But there were 70, I think, pieces primarily from children and youth.
Oh, and is that in the building?
That's in the building right now, inside the, and we actually have the gallery open tonight from 5 to 7.
Oh, that's a...
And there's children from Northfield, children from all over the area that made something, and then we saved it from last year, and it's in our galleries this year.
What a beautiful idea.
And then there's some more kind of, I would say, you know, professional pieces that some of our local artists created, but it's just so fun to see all this art from all these children and youth, too.
Yeah, I think that to me is my idea of a great afternoon, right? Great music in the background, and you're at an art table, and you're just, you know, letting your imagination go wild.
Yeah, and we're really thankful because we've got, you know, Glass Garden Beads sponsors that art table, and then face painting this year. So we'll have face painting from 1 to 4, and kids always love that. So
yes, that's
another
a big
opportunity.
Hit.
And then for the families, we also have a giant area with inflatables. And then I mentioned that family stage where there'll be some storytelling and some little short acts provided by folks connected to Paradise Community Theater. So trying to, kind of we joke, we're bookending. So one side closer to the library, that's where the inflatables are, and the second stage will be. And then the arts table is down by the Paradise, and the music's in the middle. So we have arts at every place along the way.
And that folks can come and spend the whole day. We mentioned that most interesting band, that one is at 5:25, but coming up at 6:40, this is really exciting. G.B. Layton is going to be joining you.
Yes, so G.B. Layton, it's the duo for this one, Brian, and then he always has somebody who plays with him. And I don't know if people know his story. You know, he was kind of in the same time, like making it big as Tim Mahoney, Martin Zeller, that kind of age mm-hmm. group. And then he actually got cancer and had to step away from music for several years and, you know, to get well and kind of regroup, and has come back and has just come back incredibly strong. And so we're really excited to have him on our stage. And he's kind of got that, I guess is it Southern rock kind of vibe to him.
Mm-hmm.
So
I did pick a tune by G.B. Layton, but I don't know that it's the duel.
That's okay.
So it might not be the same sound, but it'll be a taste of it, right?
Yes.
And this one I picked was We've Got It All from his, this is 2013, album Get Up. And so we'll take a listen and get a sample and bring some ideas back to your mind. Again, we're talking about the incredible Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Festival, which is next weekend. So we want you to get that on your calendar. That's Saturday, the 11th of August, folks. Wow, that's like, what? Zip, it went. But the time's 11 to 11. You can come and go.
Yes.
Come in the morning, step away, come back. Things will be happening all day long.
Yes.
So we'll listen to a little bit of G.B. Layton here on Artzany Radio.
We got something special. I ain't no intellectual, but I've been thinking about this for some time. I think we could make some music. Let's sleep before we lose it and second guess what we have in mind. They say we're not.
That was G.B. Layton. That was a great tune. That is We've Got It All. What a catchy tune. I just love the sound. And that's just one of the acts that's participating. So it feels like you've got a great lineup, really strong lineup of, like as you mentioned, it is all kinds of music that this particular festival, which is makes it, I think, a lot more fun for the whole family. Everybody can enjoy, find something to enjoy.
Yes, definitely. And so we start at 11 a.m., as we mentioned, with the Lakelanders Barbershop Chorus. And then the family activities go until 7. And then we kind of tear down that area and kind of make more room because people tend to come out for the, you know, the music and the dance party that happens when our, you know, G.B. Layton goes on and then Hitchville. So we, and the beer garden gets a little more happening than we were talking earlier, that we still have $4 drinks and just how unheard of that is.
That is. That's kind of astounding.
And we were, you know, I spent many, many years waitressing, and partly why Bowers asked us to do that is because people will hand you a $5 bill and that way those waitresses get their tips. But if you make the drinks $5, and they may not get as many tips. And I guess as a former waitress, I can understand and want to support. That's hard work, especially at an event like this.
I would agree. And I've been a waitress before, and it was one of the hardest jobs I've had. You have to, your head is just constantly spinning of, you know, all the different tables and, you know, taking care of people and making sure everything's right and everybody's having a good time. And it's a tough job. So that's really generous of them to support it that way.
Well, and I'm kind of a beer snob, I have to confess. So we actually have, you know, the kind of typical beers you're going to have on tap, the Mick Golden Draft, but we have two Minnesota craft beers on tap as well. We'll have Fulton, and then we'll also have F-Town.
Oh, fabulous. Local.
For $4, which is crazy. I think we might actually lose money on those.
So come on down and enjoy that. But that isn't all. But folks, we've been talking all hour here on Arts Zany Radio about the Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Festival next Saturday, the 11th of August. There are other things happening. If you're an early morning person and want to get in, there's a couple of physical fitness events, I guess you could say.
Yes, so we're not sponsoring them, but they are events happening at the same time that we've partnered and said, you know, let's make, you know, people want to make a weekend of it, or they want to get out early and do something. So there's the Run Baby Run 5K race, sponsored by Pregnancy Options. And then there's the, you have the correct name for
the
it.
The Reliance Bank Rock Island Ramble.
That's a lot of R's.
It is.
The Rock Island Ramble, which is helping to raise money to do those fix-it stations for bikes in the area.
I saw that. That's a great idea. And so it's a way to, I forgot to write down the length of the ride. I think it was maybe there's a couple different options.
And then they're actually stopping at some different bars along the way. So I had originally called it a bicycle pub crawl.
Yeah, I think there's a stamp that you get, a passport or something, yes, that you, as you go through. But if you go to the PCABBQ.net, there is a link to that. And I put that on the site for Arts Zany Radio too. So you can click on that and find out about any of these bands we've been talking about or these extra options. And I think one of the most exciting ones is the Beanbag Tournament.
Yes.
This is something I learned recently, that there actually is like a tour or some like a professional beanbag league. I was recently heard about this, and I thought, what? It was on ESPN. That's what it was.
Okay.
And I was thinking, well, how could they be making this a professional sport? It's like a backyard picnic barbecue thing. But apparently they did.
Well, ours isn't quite, you know, that intense, but it's 2014.
It's the way it should be.
Yes. It's a 2014 tournament. We already have 11 teams signed up. And so, and again, there's prize money involved for the winners. So it's one of those things I'm so thankful. Judd Osterman and Demra, who is actually the Paradise Accountants, they have one of their accountants there, Eric Craig. He takes it all on. I don't even think about it. So it's on the PCABBQ.net page. You can sign up there, but a lot of fun. That happens later in the afternoon. We actually tear down the, kind of, it's over in the same area as the barbecue contest. That ends at kind of 2 for the tasting and grilling, cooking, all that, and then we do the announce the winners of the barbecue contest at 4, and then we take over that space for the beanbag tournament.
So that's something that, you know, that's what's great about that game. Anyone can play that.
Yes.
And so how many people do you need on a team? Do you happen to know that?
I'm assuming it's partners.
Two?
Okay. I think it's two pairs of, and then there's 24 teams.
So you can still sign up for that,
yes,
if you want to add your name to that. There's very little training you have to do.
Exactly. Throw a bag and hope it goes in the hole. That's pretty much. And one other event that, again, we're not necessarily sponsoring, but it's happening the same weekend, is the Car Fest.
I didn't know about this.
It's a massive thing. It happens over at Alexandria Park in Faribault, and it's sponsored by the Willock family. So, you know, family of carvers there. And so that's another thing happening in Faribault at the same time. So it's just a weekend full of events.
What a great, great time to go. And if you haven't been to Faribault, there's a lot happening in Faribault. There's a lot. We're going to give a plug again this weekend for the theater,
Little Shop of Horrors. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's Paradise Community Theater. And that's running tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. And then we have a Sunday matinee at 2:00. And I've got some tickets I think you guys are going to give away yet today.
So keep listening to, I wonder if we could give it a try, although we didn't preview it, so I don't know if we'll hear folks, but listen for that. We'll have those, to give away a little bit later. So that's exciting. There's something always happening, and I really am appreciative of your sponsorship of Arts Zany Radio and for, joining me today. Is anything else you want to mention about, Paradise?
Well, just quickly, one more, as we're talking about live theater, we actually are running a 3-week day camp right now for Lion King Jr. And so we're doing performances the following weekend. And, you know, it's different. It's not, we've not brought in a theater group. So these are kids. They're making their own costumes. They're learning the songs. And the junior performances are just 1 hour. But that's happening that following weekend. And so it'll be a lot of fun. But it's not, you know, we're not doing this professionally staged performance like a lot of our others. It's really the kids learning what it means to help make the set, make the costumes. It's an educational thing. But we still invite you out because many of these kids, it's their first time on stage doing a production.
So, and there's nothing they need more than just a supportive
audience. Exactly. But again, we really hope folks will come on Saturday, August 11th. You know, I'll just go through that music lineup quick again. Lakelanders Barbershop Chorus, Cannon River Currents, Matt Arthur and the Bratlanders, Fred the Bear, Moses Oakland Quartet, the most interesting band in the world. I can't say it without laughing. But they're good. They're really good. And then, of course, our headliners, G.B. Layton at 6:40 p.m. and Hitchville at 9 p.m.
Exciting. Yes.
And all everything else we've talked about all morning.
I know, right? It's just, there's a lot happening, so it's worth the trip. And thank you, Kristen Twitchell, the executive director of the Paradise Center for the Arts. Getting bigger and better every year, this festival, so I wish you great luck with this one.
Thank you. Thanks, Paula.
It's been a thrill to be able to share all of that with you. What fun we've been having. This is Art Zany Radio. I've got one other thing that's happening that is tonight I want to be sure to mention and send out a huge congratulations to KYMN. They are celebrating 50 years of local radio, and tonight is the first Friday Art Night, and they are having a huge celebration from 5 to 9, so come down to the KYMN studios. The official birthday is September 27th, but they're going to be having, they're blocking off Division Street and in front of the station between 2nd and 3rd Streets from 5 to 9. They're going to be performances from the Mexican Folklorico Dancers, Aztec Dancers, and the Rice County All-Stars are going to be there. In addition, there's going to be lots of dollars of prizes given away at the party, on the air, cake and ice cream. It's a huge party celebrating KYMN, and I congratulate them. It's amazing. They've been a community radio station and very supportive of Art Zany Radio, so I'm very thrilled. I wish I could join them tonight. I hope that you'll come and mention that you listen to Art Zany Radio. I have a wedding out of town to go to, so but there will be great festivities, and I bet the celebrations will continue all through September. Also want to announce that Ruthie Foster is coming to the Dakota. She's one of my favorites. That's Wednesday, the 29th of August at 7. Go to dakotacooks.com to get information about that. You've been listening to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. Take some time to add some Art Zany to your life.
Star Witness Jobs Friday. I'm John Trout. Day 4 of the